Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Bellent. Is there anything COVID-19 can't mess up? Veterans Day was a subdued affair in the area as Litchfield was forced to cancel its annual Veterans Day celebration. I had a chance this week to talk to a VFW commander, Ray Kellenberger, and Carol Sneed at the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center. An exciting conversation about what they're doing to honor veterans, something that should be COVID-19 proof. Sean Bellent here with you on WSMI, and Veterans Day 2020 is a complicated affair because of COVID-19, the invisible enemy, an enemy that doesn't have a capital or an army. It's just, it's something that has affected every holiday, every business, everything we do in our day-to-day lives, but the folks at the VFW Post 3912 are ensuring that there is some energy poured into Veterans Day and remembering the sacrifices of men and women over the decades and centuries in war and peacetime. I'm joined by Ray Kellenberger, the commander of VFW Post 3912, and also joined by Carol Sneed, the president of the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center, a true local treasure and a treasure for many from around the world to visit Litchfield and enjoy the Mother Road. Thanks to both of you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Ray, first up, I understand that, with the surge of the virus, everything that's gone on, you didn't have much of a choice. The annual Veterans Day ceremony had to be pushed off. What have you had to do as far as the Veterans Day ceremony this year?
This year is totally different than any other year we've had. We knew that we couldn't have the ceremony or the celebration. So we got with the museum to try to come up with something that we could still honor our veterans. We will have something, and hopefully it'll be something not only that they can honor their veterans, so they can come into the museum, see what they have. What we're asking for actually is for veterans to bring any kind of memorabilia, pictures, whatever they want to bring in there. And again, let Carol explain it more, but that way they can go in there, see a picture, see a patch, see a medal of their loved ones. So we're still honoring, even though we can't honor them in a regular way, we can do it this way.
Well, Carol, and this seems to be an outstanding exhibit that we're talking about in the making, because one of the things I know museums try to do more than ever is tell stories and add the human touch, as opposed to just running down history like it's a Wikipedia page. Really adding some of the human touch to the people who built this country, the people who've maintained it, and certainly have left their imprint on this area.
We have recently had a room at our museum that was vacated. The Chamber of Commerce used to be there, and they have moved out. And so we toyed with ideas about what to do with it. And we always wanted to update our veterans' displays and felt like this would be a great place to designate just for the veterans. We wrote grants to get extra money to help us offset the money that we lost from the chamber rental, and we're able to go ahead with this. And we've purchased a couple of new display cases, and we're in the process of going through all of our photos, artifacts, and things like that that we have. And we've also publicized in the papers a plea for any families out there to help us add to that collection. You know, we constantly are adding different items and photos at the museum, and this area is one that we are always thrilled to have things come in from. And that could be from anything, any war, any service. It doesn't even have to be wartime. We want photos especially, because we have places for all of those. We have an area where we're going to set up a continuous video of veterans and other veteran activities that have gone on in Litchfield over the years. So we're in the process, and even though this display won't be actually ready for a while yet, but we felt like, you know, the Veterans Day, we could use that time to help people maybe become more aware and stir up a little bit more interest at this time.
Well, it sure seems to me like that's a great balance. I love the memorial there at City Hall. I was blown away. I remember just taking it in slowly and thinking of the different eras and how the area was affected. And it's great to have those monuments in stone, especially as the years move by, maybe just to those who don't have a connection. It feels like, well, these people who made these great sacrifices are almost like a symbol. They almost become like the flag. And for some people, I think they almost lose the sense that these were people. When you can mix it with these pictures and these stories, it really flushes it out that these were real people, real sacrifices, real dreams, and they pushed it aside.
Well, you're right there. And I know that I found myself getting caught up in a lot of these pictures that we've gone through. And we have the special privilege of having the Genealogical Society right in our building. And they have even gotten involved in helping us to solve maybe some mysteries of who some of these people may be and where they were from. And so it is, you're right. These are people. They do symbolize, you know, sacrifice, and whether they came back or not, and their families as well. So we want to remember and honor them to the fullest extent.
Commander, I think about this shift in history. I mean, I'm always fascinated, like, hearing about the generals and what goes on from heads of state and all of that and the battles. But the fact that we've had more of a narrative history in the last 20 to 30 years and know what it was like for, you know, the tip of the spear, the man out there in the mud, the cold. Has that been pretty refreshing for you as someone who served in Vietnam, which was obviously a very tough war?
But, you know, the main thing is let us not forget what Veterans Day is. It's to honor the veterans past and present for their sacrifices. And it's very important to the VFW and to myself to get these veterans, all of us, you know, recognized and appreciated for everything they do. And I'm just happy that the museum agreed to work with us, that we can get this done.
Well, and I know you're with the VFW, you represent war vets, but I know you have an appreciation, you mentioned it, for the peacetime vets. I know some people, they don't think deeply about it. They just think, woof, they got lucky, no war. But a lot of sacrifices in peacetime. Hey, you're going to be stationed in the Aleutian Islands. Oh, joy. You're in the Aleutian Islands for 2 years. Or you've got to fuel up a... you've got to do maintenance on B-36s in the Arctic Circle, or peacetime obviously is dangerous. Some things happen, and training's dangerous, and flying ordnance and everything all around the world, and it's a dangerous business, war or not. And you definitely have to appreciate a veteran, whether they served in 44, 52, or 75, or 81.
Absolutely, we want and we do respect anyone that has served. And another thing, there, we got to recognize the families also, because the families sacrificed along with those veterans.
And I look at what you do at the museum over there, Carol. It seems like a marriage made in heaven, too. When I think of veterans, when I think of them coming back to the home front, and how do you cope? I mean, you've... been running heavy machinery, flying planes, and all of that. Then all of a sudden, you're supposed to sell insurance or fill out paperwork every day. It seems like a tough adjustment. And it seems like Route 66 and motorcycles and muscle cars has just been a great coping mechanism for veterans. So there's almost like some synergy there.
Well, you got that right, because, you know, we are constantly welcoming visitors from all over. And it's true. You know, you see a lot of travelers that are near retirement age or thereabouts, and they're all veterans, and they don't tell you they're veterans, but you know it just by how they act. And then if I'm out there, I always say something to them, because I know how important it was for them, and it's important for me and everyone in this country, it should be. But I'm just honored to welcome them wherever they're from. So, but our display, we're just going to continue to work on it, and hopefully, well, we plan on having a grand opening of it that coincides with the Montgomery County Bicentennial, and that's in February. So our grand opening will be February 12th, which is a Friday, and that'll be the grand opening of the room itself, and hopefully everyone will come out and support it. I really believe in it, and welcome everybody to come and see it.
You know, when we talk about people donating items from their families, I think it's important for people to know just how interested people would be in those stories, because I'm sure there are some people who feel the pressure, like, well, my dad, my grandpa wasn't on Sarabachi, or wasn't it the Chosen Few, or, you know, wasn't it some historic battle? But people are interested in how veterans have lived, how they've sacrificed, how they got through, how they stepped up and volunteered. There's great interest. You don't have to have a Medal of Honor story to be a great fit.
No, you're right, because my brother was in the Navy, and it was not wartime, but he was all over the world, and he had tons of stories to tell and talked about different duties that he performed. And so, and thinking about him, you realized how important those kinds of stories were for peace. And I had two other brothers that served, and my husband served. So everybody has stories. We welcome all of those stories, no matter what they are.
Well, Commander, I have to think that this is inspiration, too, for people who wonder how we get through some times like these. You know, when you talk about the coronavirus, the economy, and everything else, and, you know, you're looking at stories of individuals that will be added to the museum who have gotten through those, you know, scarier times what we're going through now, and you just see that steel resolve. That has to be a valuable message today.
Well, we decided that we couldn't have our regular ceremony. We still wanted to do something. I contacted Carol and give her the idea of what we wanted to do, and she and her group were all for it. But you know, you're absolutely right. The veterans sometimes don't get the recognition that they need. In past the Veterans Day, you know, you Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and all that, but the actual day sometimes gets forgotten. And these veterans cannot be forgotten.
Well, I know it's tough now because it's that light infantry models, a smaller number of military personnel involved in these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. I always thought, you know, growing up as a kid in the 70s, seeing the American Legion be the center point of the town I grew up in, it seemed to me that, that the guys who saw the horrors of World War II in Korea, that there was so much value in going to the Legion, playing poker, and dealing with all of the struggles and the nightmares. But you could go and play poker and look at a guy across the table from you, and he went through the same thing, and there was that silent knowledge that he's getting by okay, I'm going to make it too. I think that, isn't that, do you see that as a big challenge for these guys today where you don't have the thick numbers, where you just don't have a larger number of veterans of a war in a town, like let's say with Vietnam, where you've run into others who went through it, and certainly Korea and World War II.
Right now, our post probably is made up of 75 to 80 or even higher of Vietnam vets. The younger Afghanistan, Kuwait, you know, these guys, it's a totally different situation than when I came home. They have kids, you know, their life is already situated. So it's awfully hard to get the younger vets interested. So, you know, we've tried, and I understand it fully. I really do. You know, what one of the answers that I get from them, which would you rather do, go to your son's ball game or come up to the V and socialize? And I can understand that perfectly. But, you know, like I said, it's dwindling. The veterans organizations are dropping in membership. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. Our purpose, veterans, family, and the community, in that order.
Well, and let's close with the challenges you both face. Commander, just what has it been like for the VFW with the restrictions and everything tied to COVID? It's had to be an incredible challenge.
It is. In fact, right now, we're shut down financially, and not having a place for the veterans to come, you know, sit, drink, socialize, whatever. It's really bad. It's bad for them. And the financial situation, it's hurting us. It's hurting us big time. We're trying everything we can to keep posts going. The way it is right now, depending on how long we're shut down, we might be shut down for a long time, and I hope that's not the case.
Well, hoping, praying for the best in that regard. That is sobering to hear. And on the museum front, Carol, just it's a time where good things are going on for Litchfield, and I think it's become more of a great tourist spot. People worried about the uptick in crime in St. Louis and Chicago. There's more and more value to Litchfield. It just seems like this virus showed up at the worst time for Litchfield.
Well, it's the worst time for everybody, I think, but I see what you mean. Yeah, we still are welcoming visitors, and, you know, we try to go by those social distancing and masking and all those kinds of restrictions, but people are still traveling. Not like in past years, of course, because in past years we would get literally thousands of people from Europe and other countries, and we haven't gotten any of that. We averaged anywhere from 7,500 to 8,000 people in a year. And so that has dropped off considerably this year. And we rely totally on donations because we're a nonprofit, and that's how we survive. So we have had donations, and we appreciate any of those kinds of things that come along, and we try to write grants and offset some of our expenses in that way, and that's helped too. But yeah, it's definitely trying times for everybody, and we just have to keep on keeping on getting through it.
Any final thoughts?
Just remember that our open house will be February 12th, and hopefully in the meantime, all of the listeners will kind of be thinking about it and seeing if they have photos and artifacts and any memorabilia that they would like to donate, and especially stories. That's what we want.
Well, Ray Kellenberger, commander of VFW Post 3912, thanks for your service, and thanks for all you do in the community. And Carol Sneed, president of the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Thanks again to Ray Kellenberger and Carol Sneed. We'll see you again next weekend on WSMI.